I told you about that cystic fibrosis thing I found at the Yerkes Primate Center. All the experts agreed what it was when I showed them the slides, but then when I said it wasn't genetic, they fired me. But I always knew that it was right, because all the animals of the same age, not related in any way genetically to this one little animal that we did the autopsy on, had cystic fibrosis, so it had to be an environmental thing. Tracked it down to the selenium deficiency. So Milan and I went to Qishan Province, China, and we did autopsies on 1,700 kids that had died of Keeshan's disease, which is a known selenium deficiency disease, causes death by cardiomyopathy, heart disease, which causes sudden death in our athletes here in America. We found that 35%, 595 of them, of the 1,700, had cystic fibrosis. So I was backed up. I was right. Published in an American journal, Dr. Schrauser's journal, the Journal of Trace Element Research. Published in Chinese journals. We sent it to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. We also sent it to the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation because we found that 100% of those babies had died of Keeshan's disease, a selenium deficiency disease. 5 years ago, we sent Jerry Lewis all this information and said, Jerry, we believe we know the cause, prevention, cure of muscular dystrophy. And these are Jerry's kids. You've more than earned the right to be the one to make the announcement that we believe we found the cure. He got excited. He took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation, and they fired him. They fired Jerry Lewis. That's why hasn't done a telethon since then. The whole story, naming names, is in the book Epigenetics. Hooah! Remember, a human embryo doesn't start out like this. Okay, this is just a few weeks before the baby's supposed to be born. Starts out as two cells. And then, at 5 weeks, month and a week, the human baby looks like this. It has kind of an eye spot, but not an eye yet. The brain's beginning to form. You can see the heart and the liver. You got limb buds here for the feet and so on beginning to form. It takes 9 months to get to be a full-sized baby. Here we are at 6.5 weeks. You can see an eye spot there. Just a week and a half later, you have an eye, and the brain is in a skull at this point. You can see the legs are better. You can actually see an arm with fingers. Okay. All this development's happening very rapidly, and if the mama doesn't have everything, something gets left out. Here's a lady, just a couple of weeks ago, delivered a young baby who was born with 38 major birth defects. I guarantee you, she has a gluten intolerance. She couldn't absorb much, and that's why she had so many birth defects in this baby. He's wearing a vest that breathes for him. He can't breathe. He's got cerebral palsy. He's got club feet. He's got spina bifida. He's got all this stuff. Just about every disease you can name is a birth defect. This little kid has 38 birth defects in one kid. It has a set of Guinness World Book of Record. That OBGYN should go to jail. And of course, you know about different sizes of belly button hernias. This one's pretty common. At the top, size of a walnut, easily fixed with 10 minutes of surgery. These two babies died during vaginal birth. They should have been delivered during a cesarean section because there was no skin over that belly button hernia. And this one went from 2 inches below the belly button through the belly button, 2 inches above. And so the stomach and the spleen and some of the intestines are out. The baby died of vascular shock during birth. This one, the defect went from the pubic bone to the ribs and no skin over it. And so the liver and the stomach and the spleen, all the intestines are hanging out. You can see why that baby would die of vascular shock during birth. Where were those doctors? Oh, they were in the bathroom giving themselves IV drugs during the delivery. Same way with cleft palate. Very simple nutritional deficiencies during pregnancy. Totally preventable. After the baby's born, it becomes multiple surgeries depending on how serious it is. Congenital deafness is not genetic, although doctors have all kinds of organizations raising funds to find the gene, but it's not a genetic disease. It's caused by a simple deficiency of a single mineral, manganese, not magnesium, but manganese, we mean 94. Cerebral palsy. I want you to listen up on this one. It's very important. Cerebral palsy is caused by deficiency of zinc and folic acid the first 3 to 7 weeks of pregnancy. If you have a normal baby born, the cerebellum, which is the part that's underdeveloped when you have cerebral palsy, a normal cerebellum will be the size of a tangerine. If there's a 10% reduction in the size or undevelopment of the cerebellum, they kind of walk like Charlie Chaplin with some braces and some physical therapy. You can overcome that. But if there's 25% underdevelopment, they're going to be the typical cerebral palsy and flop around their arms and legs. 50% underdevelopment, they're going to be in a wheelchair. And this girl has 90% underdevelopment. Only thing she can work herself or her eyes. This was, she was 11 years old. This is about 5 years ago now. She's 11 years old. She's gone through puberty now. And it cost $5 million a year to maintain her. She can't do anything herself. Somebody's got to change her tampons, wipe her bottom, feed her through a G-tube. She can't swallow. They have to give her massages every 3 hours to prevent pressure ulcers. They have all this jazzy equipment to move her around. $5 million a year in care, which would have taken $600 in supplements and prenatal to prevent this. Are you beginning to get the picture here? Plus the devastation to a family when you have a baby who's catastrophically affected. You love them. It's not their fault. They're victims. It was totally unnecessary. And this is the part of the brain. I want you to see this. This is the part of the brain, the cerebellum here, that is underdeveloped when you have cerebral palsy. Now, this is very controversial, but I have to say something. This is an in-house group, and so I have to say something because we're responsible.